Warning: this program contains content that may not be suitable to some listeners. It contains decency, truth, ageless wisdom, a father who cares. It's Generations with Kevin Swanson.
Hello, folks. This is Kevin Swanson. The program is Generations, and welcome. I am a father of five children, and that's why I'm on the air with you today. I'm concerned about the way that we raise our children, and education is critical to determine the future of the next generation. And it's interesting, we have a national and, in some cases, an international revolt going on right now in the area of education against humanist education. Now, a lot of you are saying, well, what is humanist education? That's basically what's being taught in just about every public school in America. I haven't been to every public school, so I can't tell you whether that's the case or not. But here's how you can tell if education is humanist. First and foremost, it doesn't teach the basic foundation of all of knowledge and wisdom, which the Bible says is the fear of God. So a humanist education doesn't teach the fear of God, most certainly in history, science, or any other subject. If God is sovereign over history, then we are going to read history as if God has a hand in it, and the response of the classroom to the history lesson every day will be an acknowledgement of God's existence, but more than that, a fear of God. Now, here's another way you can tell whether humanist education is humanist. It's not going to allow the worship of God. After ending your science class and studying the intricacies of the human body, the teacher is not going to stop the class and say, "Class, let's just get down on our knees right now and worship the triune God who made you and made this marvelous universe about you." It's not going to happen. Humanist education is not going to teach the existence of the Creator, and therefore, it's going to teach something about origins, like the preposterous theory of natural selection and a gradual evolution over billions of years. That's how you can recognize a humanist education. A revelation of God, the Bible. Well, the revelation of God is not going to be taught as absolute truth, because God cannot speak absolutely. Remember, it's humanist. Only man can speak absolutely. So if we bring out the writings of the Bible, that's not God. That's not God. That's just another theory of man, and we will teach it on the level of every other man that's ever talked in the history of mankind. We'll bring it out on the level of a John Steinbeck, or a Quran, or a Bhagavad Gita, or something of that sort. We'll put it on the same level of all of the other writings of great men in history, because God cannot speak. God cannot speak. Humanist education will not allow God to speak. God cannot be authoritative because man is authoritative. Humanist schools always degrade education, art, and morals over generations. So if you want to know what a humanist school does, just watch it for about 50 years. Eventually, you'll get more and more divorces. The family will break down. You will see art forms breaking down. You'll eventually see 35% of children born without fathers, 50%, 70%. You will see the decline of culture as man begins to teach himself to be the source of all truth. And because, see, the problem is when you teach people not to worship God, when you teach people to worship man, generation after generation after generation, then eventually you are going to have the degradation of man himself. And that's exactly what American schools have been doing for generations now. That's why in 1960, only 5% of children were born without fathers. Today, it's 35%. It's a breakdown of the family. It comes with a bad education system in your public schools. So if you don't like the consequences, folks, you have to change the ideas. Question I want to ask you right now is, what are we teaching our children? Are you giving your children 2 hours of the Christian faith each week and 30 hours of the humanist faith each week? Well, that's what's happening. If you're given 2 hours of the Christian faith, there's a lot of Christians out there that are doing this. They're giving their children a couple of hours of Sunday school on Sunday, and then they give them 30 to 40 hours of concentrated humanist teaching, week in and week out. and then they're shocked when their children walk away from whatever their faith was when they're 18, 19 years of age? Why? That's the way you've been discipling them all those years. And we're shocked when whole denominations start ordaining homosexuals and turn liberal. When the church turns liberal, we're shocked. Well, these pastors have been attending humanist schools for 15 years out of their lives. Are we shocked when they turn out a denomination that turns liberal? The only hope for Christianity, for the existence, for the success, for the health of the Christian faith for the next century will be if we take our children out of public schools and give them an education that clearly teaches them to fear God and keep His commandments. This is the only hope for the Christian faith. And it's not going to happen if people uphold a humanist public education. This is the only hope for Christianity in America. And it's the only hope for Christianity in Europe. It's the only hope for Christianity in Japan. Anywhere else, Christianity has been planted. If we can take our children out of the public schools and give them an education founded in the fear of God. And thanks be to God, it is happening. We're going to talk to a Japanese today, a Japanese man, one of the very first indigenous Japanese families to make a break from the Japanese humanist public schools in the history of Christianity. That's next on Generations. Dr. Shu Suzuki is with us on Generations next. Stay tuned. And we are back. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Generations. My name is Kevin Swanson, my father of five. My daughters, Abigail and Bethany, in studio with me right now, along with Dave's son, Derek. And we have the Suzuki family with us. Dr. Suzuki from Japan has been visiting us for 4 days. It has been a great experience. I appreciate your family so much. We have Marie, who's 17, in studio, Hannah, who is 12, and Ray is 14, your three children. What a blessing to have you, Dr. Suzuki.
Yeah, it's really a blessing for me, and then I'm really enjoying God's grace upon our family. This is so wonderful.
Yes, indeed. And, you know, you were one of the very first families to take your children out of public schools and give them distinctively Christian education in your home in the 1990s. Now, this is happening more and more in Japan today, but you were one of the very first ones. Why don't you tell our audience today how that happened? How did you start with this idea of Christian education, a homeschooling for your children?
Yeah, that happens around 25 years ago. I was a single young man, and then I didn't have any my idea about my wife, future wife whatsoever. Then I was under the mentorship of the old missionary named Timothy Peach. He passed away around several years ago. And then one time he asked me when I was a young man and single, and then his question was, "Shu-san, are you going to send your kids to the public school?" I didn't have any my children, then my answer was, why not? Because I didn't have any other alternatives of my children's education. So, I was really puzzled, but he said something about homeschooling. Homeschooling? Teach your children in my home? That was the starting point. And then, but gradually, he mentioned lots of things about the like humanism or the problem of the public schools in the United States and so on. Then, after 2 or 3 years, I was really convinced that, you know, this is the best way for educate my children, even though I didn't have my children in those days. And then, after I met my wife, at that time she was a public school teacher. Actually, she has a license of the Japanese public school. Mm. And then when we get married, I talk about the homeschooling.
What did she say about that when you brought up homeschooling? I mean, this is brand new. Nobody does it in Japan at this point.
Her first statement was, "Sure, that's a good idea."
a woman of faith.
Yes. And then, yeah. You know, since she had the experience of working in the public school in Japan, so she knew the issues. You know, she knew what's going on because, you know, she was a Christian, and then she works as a Christian teacher, and she had to face lots of problems.
Now, talk to us about the public schools in Japan. Are they anything like the humanist public schools in America, where they refuse to talk about God, they refuse to bring in the Christian God, they refuse to worship Him, and they refuse to teach the fear of God? In most public schools in America, what is it like in Japan?
Just the situation is the same like in America. Oh. Definitely, they are humanistic. But the humanism is covered with the Shintoistic taste or Buddhistic taste. But actually, in the sense of the issue, always humanism is there.
Yes, yes. So they're continuing the idea that man evolved.
Yes.
They teach evolution in Japan.
So it's really, contradictory idea that they are hiring the Shintoism or Buddhism for their religious background, but at the same time, they are teaching evolutionism. Okay, so these two ideas contradict each other, right?
Yes, indeed. Now, okay, you brought your children out of the public schools, and at this point, of course, there is no Christian curriculum in Japanese. So what do you do? How do you educate your children without materials?
Okay, so at first, we began a homeschool only using Japanese language. I had a hard time in translating all the good materials into Japanese, so that was a really tremendous work. Then, within 1 year or so, I got stuck. I couldn't go forward.
So what did you do? What was your approach at this point?
So I changed the academic language of my homeschool from Japanese language into English language.
So you began to teach your children in English. You just said, we're bringing an English curriculum, and this family is going to learn English, and we are going to study in English. So that was your approach.
Yes, exactly.
And how has it worked?
It's worked.
Really?
Yes.
Your children have learned something, and they have, because we've had a wonderful time with them the last 3 to 4 days. Mm-hmm. They speak English equal to anybody here in this room. Mm-hmm. Their pronunciation is flawless. Mm-hmm. They have a tremendous vocabulary and a command of the English language, and they understand the content of history. We had a debate this morning with your 14-year-old son on the Civil War and whether Abraham Lincoln and the North had everything going for them, or maybe General Lee and the others had something going for them in the South. Mm-hmm. We had a discussion on that with a 14-year-old Japanese boy in our living room this morning. Mm-hmm. That's shocking.
Yeah. So actually, my wife is speaking to them in Japanese, and I'm speaking to them in English.
Yes.
Then actually, my English was given by God. At first, I had a really poor command of English. Mm-hmm. I met an evangelist who led me to the Lord Jesus Christ, mm-hmm. but he couldn't speak any Japanese.
Amazing.
So what he did was, starting from the children's level. So
right.
He, even though I was a college student, but he treated me as though I'm a kind of a toddler. So, teaching me phonics, well, sure, let's learn phonics. Okay, let's open the Bible, and then, read the name of the books of the Bible. First Corinthians, TH, like this. And then after that, he taught me the children's song, a wise man built his house upon the rock, on. Okay, so I just, from the starting point to the, to the level of the, maybe college level, he taught me Bible using English. Okay, so I didn't learn English, but I learned Bible in English. So when I was homeschooling my kids, my experience played a really important role. So why don't they do the same way as my teacher did on me? Mm-hmm. So that's our starting point.
Right. Okay. Now, homeschooling in Japan is illegal. They do not allow for homeschooling. The Constitution of Japan does not allow for homeschooling. However, you have been doing it. You have received some resistance, haven't you, from some of the local school districts in Japan where you have lived. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that resistance?
The resistance is varied according to the local government. The educational system is depending upon the local government. One time we were in the area where the kind of a resistance against the homeschooling was really strong. One educraft so fierce upon our homeschooling movement. They are really, in a sense, harassing us by making phone calls or visiting us and so on. Then it reached the point that I have to do something, because usually I'm working outside of the house, and then my wife is teaching our children. And then,
right, but, so these educrafts were coming and bothering your wife
during
the school hours and really effectively tyrannizing your family.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm. But God has providentially helped us marvelous way. One day, as well as working in a clinic.
Because you are a medical doctor.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I was working as a part-time basis. One time, a boy with a mother came to my working place, and he's got a terrible injury. He has a broken arms and a broken ribs and so on. And then they demand me of issuing the medical certificate for that situation. Then I have finished writing up the medical certificate about his condition. And then, but I have to ask the purpose of this medical certificate. Otherwise, I cannot issue this medical certificate to them. So, what happened to you? Asking, what is the purpose for this medical certificate? Mm. Then, she told me a terrible story. Actually, that boy was bullied and then beaten by the teachers.
The teachers?
Teachers, yes.
In America, we have problems with bullies in the schools beating up kids, but apparently these teachers had beat up on this junior high kid.
Yes, but they didn't do that in the school.
Okay.
Yeah, they were waiting outside of the school. And then they are waiting for that boy comes out from the school, and they beat him.
Incredible.
Incredible.
And this was in the school district where you were having all the trouble with the bureaucrats there. Right.
Yes. So finally, we got to the point that we had to do something on that. Persecuting resistance against our home school. So one day, as I was working in the clinic, my wife gave me a phone call, and she's got a kind of a really fierce call from the educator. I felt really compelled to make a phone call to him.
Yes.
And then I called him on the phone, and then I told him, okay, you are the one who is harassing our family. So, but you have your problem, right? Then I talked about that instance to him.
Right. You talked about the boy who had been beaten up by the teachers. Okay.
Yes. So, maybe, you should mind your own business. We are doing fine. We are doing, our homeschooling education perfectly, but you have lots of problems in your side, right? So, don't bother us. Then suddenly, silence. Before that, he was saying something against homeschooling or blah, 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 but he suddenly says.
Silence on the phone.
Yeah, silence on the phone. And then all he said was, okay, Dr. Suzuki, could you come to our office and fill out some papers? Okay, I asked him, is that all? Yes, that's all.
So he was able to work it out with you at that point.
But, God providentially protects us.
Yeah, that's God's providential protection. Yeah. You're right. Ladies and gentlemen, we are talking with Dr. Shu Suzuki, a story of faith, a story of courage, a story of teaching the fear of God to his children when the humanist schools in Japan refused to do it. What a story. These are the stories that I believe are going to turn around the church in Western civilization and in the East.
Yes.
Thank you so much for joining us on Generations. We'll be back in just a moment.
Hi, folks. This is Kevin Swanson. The program is Generations, and today the topic is the national and international reformation of education. We are turning away from humanist education programs and giving our children a discipleship, a training, a nurturing in the education program of the Lord. We're teaching our children the fear of God. It's happening in Japan. And yes, reports have it, some 300 families now are homeschooling their children across Japan. And of course, it's happening in America as well. At least 2 million children being homeschooled in America. Let me encourage you to get a resource that it can be very helpful to yourself, to a family member, to a friend. It's called Homeschooling the Right Choice by my friend, Chris Klicka. A tremendous resource, folks. A history of homeschooling from the beginning of time. He talks about the revival of homeschooling, reasons for homeschooling, the political environment, the political battles that have been fought over the last 20 years, at least in our nation. Chris Klicka talks about the rise of home education in America in Homeschooling the Right Choice. You can get this book on checkbooks.com on the web, checkbooks.com. Or call 877-842-CHECK. That's 877-842-CHECK. You can interact with us on this program by emailing me, kevin@check.org. That's kevin@check.org. And you can hear the program anytime, anywhere in the world, even Japan. Dr. Suzuki downloads this program on a regular basis. You can hear the program anytime at kevinswanson.com. That's kevinswanson.com. This is Kevin Swanson inviting you back again next time as we lay down a vision for the next generation.